Divine Office. Friday, Evening Prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Passing swiftly by, and into night the shades will flow. So let us sing to God with joy, the grateful hymn of praise we owe. The burden and the heat of day have passed in working for our Lord. So may his vineyard workers all receive from him the great reward. Lord Jesus Christ, you call us now to labor for our recompense. Assist our work, then grant us rest, until your love shall call us hence. All glory, Lord, to you we bring, creation's true and only King, whom with the Father we adore, and Holy Ghost forevermore. Amen.
Day after day, I will bless you, Lord. I will tell of your marvelous deeds.
Day after day, I will bless you, Lord. I will tell of your marvelous deeds.
I will give you glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever. I will bless you day after day and praise your name forever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised. His greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendor and glory. Tell the tale of your wonderful works. They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all! Compassionate to all his creatures. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God, to make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Day after day, I will bless you, Lord. I will tell of your marvelous deeds.
To you alone, Lord, we look with confidence. You are ever close to those who call upon you.
To you alone, Lord, we look with confidence. You are ever close to those who call upon you.
The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall and raises all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. The Lord is just in all his ways and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry, and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy. Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name forever, for ages unending. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, be near to all who call upon you in truth and increase the dedication of those who revere you. Hear their prayers and save them that they may always love you and praise your holy name.
To you alone, Lord, we look with confidence. You are ever close to those who call upon you.
King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true.
King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true.
Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations.
Who would dare refuse you honour or the glory due your name, O Lord?
Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true.
A reading from the book of James. Declare your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may find healing. The fervent petition of a holy man is powerful indeed. My brothers, the case may arise among you of someone straying from the truth and of another bringing him back. Remember this, the person who brings a sinner back from his way will save his soul from death and cancel a multitude of sins. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you.
I make my prayer for mercy.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
No one could lay a hand on Jesus, because his time had not yet come.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children for ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
No one could lay a hand on Jesus because his time had not yet come. The Savior of mankind, by dying, destroyed death, and by rising again, restored life. Let us humbly ask him,
Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood.
Redeemer of the world, give us a greater share of your passion through a deeper spirit of repentance,
so that we may share the glory of your resurrection.
Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood.
May your mother, comfort of the afflicted, protect us.
May we console others as you console us.
Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood.
In their trials, enable your faithful people to share in your passion,
and so reveal in their lives your saving power.
Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood.
You humbled yourself by being obedient, even to accepting death, death on a cross.
Give all who serve you the gifts of obedience and patient endurance.
Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood.
Transform the bodies of the dead to be like your own in glory,
and bring us at last into their fellowship. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who have prepared fitting helps for us in our weakness, grant, we pray, that we may receive their healing effects with joy and reflect them in a holy way of life through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.